Little Foxes by Michael Morpurgo. Read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. Billy Bunch came in a box one wintry night 10 years ago. It was a large box with these words stenciled across it: "Handle with care, this side up, perishable." For Police Constable William Fazakerly, this was a night never to be forgotten. He had pounded the streets all night, checking shop doors and windows, but it was too cold a night even for burglars. As he came round the corner and saw the welcome blue light above the door of the police station, he was thinking only of the mug of sweet, hot tea waiting for him in the canteen. He bounded up the steps two at a time, and nearly tripped over the box at the top. At first, it looked like a box of flowers, for a great bunch of carnations, blue from the light above, filled it from end to end. He crouched down and parted the flowers. Billy lay there, swathed in blankets up to his chin. A fluffy woolen bonnet covered his head and ears, so that all Police Constable Fazakerly could see of him were two wide-open eyes and a toothless mouth that smiled cherubically up at him. There was a note attached to the flowers. "Please look after him," it read. Police Constable Fazakerly sat down beside the box and tickled the child's voluminous cheeks, and the smile broke at once into a giggle so infectious that the young policeman dissolved into a high-pitched chuckle that soon brought the desk sergeant and half the night shift out to investigate. The flowers, and they turned white once they were inside, were dropped unceremoniously into Police Constable Fazakerly's helmet, and the child was born...